A. On a safari.
I had dreamt of going on a safari for many years, and this year my dream finally came true. I travelled to Tanzania for an unforgettable 3-day safari with some friends. Shortly after arriving in the Serengeti, we met our safari guide, a knowledgeable Tanzanian called Ray. Day 1.
Welcome to your 3-day safari in the Serengeti and Ngorongoro. Before we start, I'll give you some information. As you know, we will start the safari here in the Serengeti, and we have 2 full days here before we go to Ngorongoro and spend the last day there. You will see lots of animals, but there is no guarantee you will see them all. The Serengeti is massive, and we'll only cover a small part of it in the 2 days we'll spend here. In the Serengeti, we have the world-famous migration of animals. In September, the grass eaters are in the Masai Mara in Kenya. The Masai Mara is just an extension of the Serengeti, but it's cut off by the border. Then, somehow, hundreds and hundreds of kilometres away, the animals know it's raining in the Serengeti and that they will find fresh grass there. They come flooding over the Tanzanian-Kenyan border on the south side of the Serengeti. This is around October. In November and December, they're getting ready for calving, and in January and February, all the females start having babies. The wildebeest have 8,000 babies a day over a 3-week period. They just drop all together, which is good. The lions can only eat so much in the 3-week period, and if they dropped all year round, the lions would have an endless supply of food. By April, the wildebeest have eaten out the southern Serengeti, and they start moving to the central area. Once they have eaten out the central Serengeti, they start moving to the west. By late June or July, they have eaten out the western Serengeti, and they start moving to the north. In early or mid-August, they jump the 2 rivers that you may have seen on documentaries. They have to cross the rivers to find fresh grass further north. The only problem is the river is full of crocodiles. This is the circle of life. It is cruel, but necessary. All species need to survive. So once they are over the rivers, they cross the Kenyan border again and get back into the Masai Mara, and the cycle continues. Okay, let's get started. I will try to spot the animals for you, and I have radio communication with the other drivers, so when they see something really interesting, they'll let us know. I see you have your cameras with you, so when you see something you want to photograph, please ask me to stop. I'm here to help.
Look, a lion! Wow! And it's eating something.
Yes, it's killed a small gazelle quite recently.
Amazing. How do they hunt exactly?
Normally, they hunt in a pride of 3 or 4. One will stand in each corner and they signal to each other who is to move first, who is to move second, and so on. They slowly approach their prey with their heads and bodies low until they get close enough to attack. If there is a group of wildebeest or zebra, they single out one individual and cooperate in the hunt. They get closer and closer until the prey is ambushed. If the grass is tall, the hunt is much easier because it is nearly impossible for the prey to see them before it is too late. Even when the grass is short, it is difficult for the grass eaters to see the predators because they are so well camouflaged. the hunters are all females. When they've killed a prey, the male lion will show up and eat first. It's not fair, is it? Well, that's the way it is here in the Serengeti. It's a little bit different in other parts of Africa, where the male lions hunt as well.
Can you tell me something about prides?
A pride of lions normally consists of a few males and a group of lionesses related to each other. They are mothers, daughters, sisters, and aunts. Male cubs leave the pride when they are 2 to 4 years. When they are fully mature, they come back again to take over the pride. But first, they must chase away the male lions, which can be really violent.
Day 2.
A group of elephants is moving slowly towards us. Let's just wait here. In 5 minutes, they'll be pretty close.
This is so exciting, Ray. I just love elephants. But I don't know a lot about them. What do they eat, for instance?
The elephants eat grass, but they also pull down the branches of trees and eat the leaves. They even eat the bark on the trees. They have a leader, matriarch, who is the oldest female in the group. They are a strong family unit. The calves are protected by their whole family and not only by their mothers. Their sisters and aunties watch them as well. The baby females stay with their family until they're 13 years old, and the males until they are 12. Then they are chased out of the family.
Why is that?
Because they have reached maturity. It's to prevent sisters and brothers from mating.
What do they use their trunks for?
Well, first of all, they breathe through it. But they also use it as a hand to grab the food and put it in their mouth. Their trunks and their tusks work together as a powerful tool to break the branches before they eat them.
And how long is an elephant pregnant?
The gestation period is about 24 months, or a little bit more sometimes. When the calf is 1 year old, the mother is ready to mate again. But it suckles its mother until she gives birth again.
It must be hot for them, staying out in the sun all day.
That's why they use their ears to cool themselves. They also like to wallow in the mud. It helps to cool them too. Can you see the elephants over there? They're spreading dust all over their bodies. The soil under the tree there is cool because of the shade from the tree, so they do it to cool down. But it's not only the heat that can be a nuisance. The insects often bother them, and they use their ears to waft them away. Also, when they're covered with mud, the insects are not able to penetrate their skin. Here, take the binoculars. Can you see there is a wet spot between their ears and their eyes?
I think so.
Elephants don't sweat through their skin as we do. They have a sweat gland between their ears and their eyes. That's the only place they sweat.
Do they have any enemies, or are they protected by their size?
Well, their size is clearly an advantage, and fully grown elephants are relatively safe from the cats around here. Lions sometimes try to kill a baby, but it's very difficult because of all the protection from their family. Sometimes they get shot by farmers because they destroy the crops. Then there is the illegal ivory trade. Elephants are poached by ruthless people who want to make money from their tusks. They are extremely valuable on the illegal market. This is a big problem, and it makes me sad.
Hey! Look at all those zebras. There must be thousands of them.
Yes. The zebra is one of the most common animals in the Serengeti. Did you know that the zebra's stripes are like fingerprints? All zebras have different patterns of stripes. A group of zebras consists of one stallion and a harem of mares. There are several kinds of zebras, but the ones you see here are all common zebra. Very often, two zebras stand close to one another in opposite directions. That's when they're grooming one another. This is a way of making bonds between individuals, and at the same time, it helps them to spot lions and hyenas, which are their main enemies. Maybe we should drive on. I've received information from one of the other guides that there's a leopard in a tree not far from here.
A leopard? Fantastic!
Definitely. A lot of people consider the leopard to be one of the most interesting animals in the world. It's one of the big five. That's the elephant, the rhino, the buffalo, the lion, and the leopard.
15 minutes later, the jeep, a four-wheel drive, stopped by a large acacia tree. The first thing we saw was a tail hanging down from a big branch. Unfortunately, the rest of the animal was partly covered by small branches, but we could clearly see it was a leopard. Ray, what's the main difference between a lion and a leopard?
Well, first of all, the leopard spends a lot of time in trees. It sleeps in trees, and it mostly hunts from trees. It lies still on a branch, waiting for prey to pass under it or close by. The prey is completely ambushed and has no chance of escaping. The leopard then takes its kill up into a tree, where it's out of reach of hyenas and jackals. Another difference is that leopards are solitary animals. They hunt alone.
Hey, what's going on there?
It's two cheetahs hunting. It's your lucky day. Here, use the binoculars.
The antelope is trying to run away, but it looks like it's too late. It's on the ground now, and one of the cheetahs is biting the antelope's throat.
This is the way they kill their prey. They bite their throat until the prey suffocates. You've been really lucky. It's not often we see a kill right in front of us. In fact, we don't even see cheetahs on every safari. They're in decline, unfortunately. Did you see how fast they ran? The cheetah is the fastest mammal on Earth and can go up to 120 kilometers an hour over a short distance. It's built for speed with a slender body, a small head and big nostrils, so it can take in a lot of oxygen. Because of their speed, they don't have to ambush their prey in the same way as lions and leopards, which are much heavier animals that can't reach such a speed.
Day 3. We spent the last day of our safari in Ngurunguru, which is an area inside a big volcanic crater. This was the only place on our trip where we might see the black rhino, and we were lucky. We spotted one. It was far away, and actually, it was incredible that Ray managed to spot it at all. Even through the binoculars, it was only a tiny little dot in the distance. Later that day, on our way to the camp, we saw a number of buffalo as well. Do you know what that means? It means that we saw all the big five during our safari. Of course, we saw a wide range of other animals during those 3 days as well.